From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Jackie Lydon. The Chinese government today announced that 9 more people have died of severe acute respiratory syndrome, or SARS, bringing the nation's death toll from the disease to more than 130. The Beijing government this weekend also shut down all the city's theaters, cinemas, internet cafes, karaoke bars, and other public entertainment places. NPR's Rob Gifford visited a trendy Beijing neighborhood and filed this report on the effect SARS is having on life.
Hello and good morning from the Chinese capital, or I should say good afternoon. It's late afternoon here and I'm standing in Sanlitun, normally one of Beijing's most lively neighborhoods. And usually on a Sunday about this time, all the bright young things who partied till the small hours of this morning are emerging for a cappuccino at some of the coolest bars and cafes in town along this street behind me. Today, though, this place is almost deserted. It's the first day after the Chinese government ordered that all places of entertainment in the capital be closed down because of SARS. But even before that, Beijing residents have been avoiding bars and restaurants and karaoke bars. Quite a sacrifice that for Beijing's karaoke-mad younger generation. Now, if we just walk up the street here, just up on the left, I can see Dirty Nelly's, one of Beijing's best-known watering holes. Let's see how business is going in here. Hey, 你们好，我是美国记者，我问你们一下，你们目前的生意怎么样？
现在生意比以前差很多，因为受 SARS 的影响。
He says business is down solely because of the impact of SARS. And looking around the bar here, where there's normally people having drinks and pint of Guinness maybe in the early evening, there's absolutely nobody in the bar at all. Back out on the street here, the few people who are still around are all wearing face masks. I'm getting some funny looks from people here because I'm not wearing one. And I think people here are genuinely quite scared, even though the chances of getting the disease are still pretty small. The owners of these bars and stores will be hoping that the extreme measures that the Chinese government has taken will get this whole thing under control pretty soon so that business can return to normal. This is Rob Gifford, NPR News in central Beijing.